Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Scott, thank you very much for that update. Welcome back, downtown St. Louis. It is frigid, snowy, and icy down here. Be careful out there. We're joined by the Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, John Mozeliak. Hope you're safe and secure wherever you are, sir. How are you?
I'm well. I'm here in St. Louis. Thinking about 6 weeks from now, being in Jupiter, having warm thoughts.
That's right. Absolutely. Can't wait to get things going down there. What do you think of your team? I mean, obviously there are still some things that you could be doing here in the next 6 weeks, but when you foresee your roster, what kind of a team do you have for Jupiter?
Well, I still think we got to remind ourselves there is plenty of offseason left. You know, I think 15, 20 years ago, you tried to have everything completed before the holidays. I think where the game's moved, where the industry's moved is, January is still a very important part of your offseason. So have to keep reminding everyone, a lot of time left to see what this roster is going to shake out. But on a very high level, I think it's about creating opportunity for some of these young players and see really what we have. And, you know, time will tell what we really look like over the next 6 weeks. But then you also have 6 weeks of spring training. So, you know, you add it all up. It's 3 months before opening day, really. And hopefully, we end up having a product we're excited about.
You know, a lot of focus on those young players is on Nolan Gorman and Jordan Walker, and we'll get to them in just a minute. But I also think about Lars Nootbaar, and not that he hasn't gotten an opportunity, but the injury bug really has gotten him and hasn't allowed him to have a full season. What I haven't really asked you about Lars in a while. What do you think when you see Lars Nootbaar in 2025?
Yeah, I think internally, we discuss this a lot as well, because obviously we do believe he's a very talented player. But one of the things that we've always talked about, even on this show, is the ability to go pole to pole. I think a lot of times we focus on starting pitchers and the ability to make 30 starts, but there's also that ability to play in 150 games and be someone that you can count on a regular basis. And I think that's something that Lars really has to focus on, figuring out a way to keep his body healthy, a way to keep himself on the field. And then there's the performance factor as well, right? In the sense of if you get that opportunity, what do you do with it? And so I think for him, that's definitely a big question mark in terms of what his career arc will ultimately look like. But, you know, on just the surface level, I really do believe he's got the talent to be a special player in this league.
And when it comes to Jordan Walker, we've discussed him at length. My understanding is that he's been working, as Nolan Gorman has as well, very hard this offseason. Brant Brown, we had Ollie Marmol on the show, said Brant Brown's been down there working with those guys. Some good indications here so far?
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't had a lot of updates over the holiday break, but I will say that the guys that we want doing things are doing things, and I think that's good news. And we do have a handful of players that have been utilizing our Jupiter complex, which is great. You know, January 2nd, we reopened it, but in terms of getting people down there, I think anybody that reports early will benefit from that, and hopefully everybody's taking advantage of it. But I definitely agree that Gorman, Walker, you know, there's a lot online this year in terms of making those adjustments and being able to go out and produce day in and day out.
And not to get too sidetracked here, but talking about this Jupiter complex, this is it, right? You're still on track to start your full-scale renovations at the end of this spring training?
Yeah, that's correct. I was down there for a few days a couple weeks ago, and, you know, right now the outfield wall that is being installed is going to be a little shorter for hitters in the gaps, because we're going to move the bullpens to the outside of the outfield wall. And so those changes are underway. I'm hopeful those will be completed here in the next month. But then the major renovation begins really right around April 4th.
And all that internal space, the complex, the cages, the offices, everything gets a lift, right? The clubhouse, everything.
Everything. So there'll be a new performance center that will be built. There'll be a new batting cage that will be built. Of course, by doing so, that frees up some space other places. So we'll have more meeting space. I think the coaches will appreciate that. And I also feel like, have a commercial-grade kitchen installed there. So we can eliminate the food truck in the future.
Yeah, the food truck has been a hit. But no doubt about it, the nutrition and performance are a big part of what you do. John Mozeliak hasn't been with us for the last few weeks. You and I were in agreement. You know, it's good to take some time off during the holidays. But I also thought that the market wouldn't necessarily move quickly through the holidays. And it turned out to be true. As you said, January becomes very important. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about Nolan Arenado. You did say during the winter meetings your intention was to move him. And just, is there anything that you can share about how things are going just overall, about his market, about the trade market in general?
You know, not really. I guess the update would be it's been very quiet. Obviously, if we have the ability to find him a place that he desires, that's something we're going to try to do. But, if not, then he'll have to be a part of our club moving forward. And I think he understands that. I think, again, we have a lot of time left. We'll see how things shake out over the next 3 to 6 weeks. But a lot of time, and just have to remind ourselves that there is that time.
Do you have a desire, let's say, I mean, I don't want to speak in absolutes here, but I know that if something didn't come to fruition there, you still are in the mode of reducing salary. Would that be accurate to say? Would you be looking at all options in terms of trying to move some salary?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we've already reduced our payroll to some level. And as we look forward, we'll continue to see what we could possibly do that. But, trying to balance that with also trying to still be competitive is, that's the chore.
Sure. I know a lot of people are asking me about Roki Sasaki. They're asking me about all kinds of players. I got to remind folks that, when it comes to John Mozeliak, we do not talk about free agents, so we don't talk about any of that kind of stuff. But I know I'm getting a lot of questions. That is fair to say, right? If you're looking at any free agent additions or anything like that on the outside, you're not able to tell us about that.
That's correct. And, it's not a Mo rule. It's just a league rule.
Yeah, it is.
Now, a lot of things you guys read about or hear about are simply just generated rumors that can come. Now, could teams strategically play something out there from time to time? I'm sure that's true. But ultimately, having commenting on free agencies or trades historically is not in our best interest.
No, you can't do that. Of course, we understand that. But I do like to reiterate that to the fan base, of course. And, you have, I think when it comes to pitching, some very interesting names out there. I mean, I know I talk a lot about the position players, and we do as well when it comes to pathways. But I'm very curious about McGreevy, Graceffo, heck, Quinn Matthews, and what their future holds in terms of rotation and beyond, not to mention Matthew Liberatore, who seems to have a pretty decent pathway coming his way when it comes to the bullpen. It's interesting.
It is. I definitely feel like McGreevy, the way he pitched when he was in the big leagues was very eye-opening. I think it reflected the success he was having at AAA. I think some of the adjustments he's making against left-hand hitters was something that's been impressive. So I do feel like his time to get that opportunity at the big leagues is coming. And so hopefully we can find a place for him, whether it's in the rotation or in the bullpen, but certainly has earned an opportunity to pitch in the big leagues. You mentioned Liberatore. Obviously, he's an exciting arm. He did a really good job for us out of the bullpen. I could imagine he could either see himself in the rotation, so he'll definitely get stretched out in camp. But I could also imagine seeing him as someone that could have an impactful role in the bullpen. So I think time will tell on him. The good news is he's got an electric arm, and he's shown to be pretty resilient. So either way how he's used, I think he's going to have a very important role for the Cardinals in 2025. And then somebody like a Graceffo, obviously I think it was sort of an up-and-down year for him, both AAA to big leagues and back, but I also think from a performance standpoint, there were times where he looked brilliant, and other times it was just inconsistent. So it wouldn't shock me to see him maybe have more of an impact out of the bullpen moving forward. But, you know, he's certainly going to get an opportunity to stretch out and see what we have.
He's a tough kid. I really like him, spending the last two caravans with him on a personal level. I love his competitiveness and his outlook on sports in general. And so I think he's a nice piece for you. And then finally, you know, I am curious. And again, a lot of this has to do with what the roster looks like when you enter spring training. But I'll be interested to see what Sajacy's role is. He is a player. I don't think there's any doubt about that. His bat to ball skills, not to mention his probably learning ability defensively, Mo.
Well, he uses a lot of flexibility from a defensive standpoint, which is great. It's always nice to have that little Swiss Army knife on your roster. I think the big thing for him offensively is, you know, he's going to have to understand his strike zone, understand how to be selective, and can't be afraid to take a walk from time to time. So, yes, it will be fun to see how all that comes together, but we definitely think he has a lot of upside, and certainly looking forward to seeing how he used his offseason and where he's at physically when we see him in February.
Well, we'll look forward to staying in touch with you, and I know that you're always great about joining us on the show. Thank you so much for doing so. Stay warm today. We'll be in Jupiter before you know it.
Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, rejoining Sports on a Sunday Morning. It's great to hear from him. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get a weather update from Scott Jagow, and then we will process all of this with Bernie Miklas. He joins us live at 11:45 on KMOX.